It's not how you start. It's
how you finish.
It's how you finish. Praise God. You know, I was, sitting there and feeding off of Apostle's teaching. That is the real deal. I spent a lot of years, Holy Spirit, really training me how to follow and not to be distracted by people and knowing when somebody was trying to pull me off and that sort of thing and stuff. See, I'm real careful about casual talk. You know, you're talking casually to somebody and somebody say something, you know, a little joke or something about, you know, your spiritual father or something. Oh, no, I'll stop him right there. No, don't play with me like that. Don't. No. Oh, I didn't mean nothing. No. Yeah, I know you didn't. But I'm not here to entertain that. And so God has to really condition your heart to really follow a spiritual father properly. Because it's not, we've had so much of this. We've had so much junk and so much foolishness till, you know, when the real thing come around, it's hard for us to recognize a lot of time. So it's just something. That was a lot of things that took place in order for me to get in place so that I could follow, you know, the spiritual father who God has spoke to me about. Now, I was in a meeting. It was in a large meeting, and I had went, and they had, you know, classes and things like that. And so while I was there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and it was audibly. You know, I'm listening to the man teaching stuff, and part of what he's saying has to do with the vision, part of the vision that God had given me. So I'm sitting there, you know, kind of crying and stuff. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, say, though you have 10,000 instructors, you have not many fathers. And he said to me, Dr. Leroy Thompson, your spiritual father, don't you forget that. You know what I did? I told my wife, I said, look, we're going to the hotel. We're going to get our stuff. We're going home. Because, you know, what was happening was because, you know, it was good information. Satan was trying to shift with God. You understand what I'm saying? So that's been many years ago. That's many years ago. But I got off. I got out of there. Got out of that hotel. Got out of the hotel room. Got out of that city. And at the time, y'all, really, to be honest, at the time, I wasn't following really the way I was supposed to be following. Because if I'd have been following the way I was supposed to be following, I really wouldn't have took the trip that I took. Really wouldn't. All right, chapter 2. Fashioned by God to fulfill destiny. So now, you know, he opens up. He's talking about, you know, the vision that he had, the revelation from the prophetic vision that he had. And so he said, now God is fashioning a new generation on the earth. God is fashioning. See, it's got to be God doing it and not, you know, you getting around the wrong people, eating something you have no business eating too late. And, you know, you got a dream and you think it's God and it ain't nothing but indigestion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is a generation which he is fashioning with his own hands and entrusting them with all his power. God not going to trust us with his power unless we allow him to fashion us to bring what he began to a completion. So let's look at some of the distinctive features of the finishing generation of breakthrough believers. Number one, they have stature to represent God. They have stature to represent God. Then, number two, they have power to execute his word. Number three, they have prepared for the future. Number four, they are free from the past. Praise God. And number five, they are people movement for kingdom advancement. So let's look at this first. Let's look at this first one. Look at this. They have a statue to represent God. So the first feature this generation will reveal is that they have grown in stature to fully represent God. Grown, talking about maturity, maturing, and coming to a place to where, you know, God has done some things in your life. Now, in our last class that we had, I was sharing with how God will begin to do a work in us and prepare our hearts and get us into a place where we can really, really, he starts stripping us of things. He started taking some things, you know, really that's hindering us, some things that we, you know, we've been having a long time. A whole lot of times, you know, when the apostle was talking about, you know, power and thing that God wanted to give us. But how many know God can't really do it? He can't really give us power till we start seeking God for his character. I want to be like God. You understand what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Paul said in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So God is raising up some folk that really know him. Okay, all right. All right. So they're no longer a desolate nation or destitute people, nor their prayers despised. They are finding their place of favor before God. They find their place of favor before God. And, you know, I say this with real conviction. I have learned how to really follow God closely by watching apostle life. All right. God asked me one day, he said, who taught you to follow me? And then I start seeing some things, you know, with some people, some of my leaders that I had in the past and certain things that they had taught me. But I had never seen this hunger and thirst in a man. I had never seen this, my God, this pursuit of God in this kind of way. And so, you know, I share with you that that apostle, God asked me, he said, when you look at the apostle, what you see? I said, manifestation. God said, you're not looking right. He said, you're looking at the effect, but you're not looking at the cause. The cause of that is the time he spent with me. So, see, he don't have to waste a whole lot of time asking God for things because he's so busy after God. God said, no, I want you to have this. I want you to have that. I want you to have this. You understand? Because if a man gonna lead, he at least have some kind of evidence that God is, you know, God's been with him. So statue is the position of favor. Statue is a position of favor. People gonna walk in statue. Yes, sir. Position of favor obtained in God as we yield to the dealings of God in our lives until he finds us trustworthy stewards who gonna represent him fully. Okay, so God used tests, he used trials to burn out of us everything that's not like him. But I have to yield to it. I have to yield to God's dealing because God is working on me. And when the fire is turned up hot, if you're not careful, you'll start pointing your finger because you'll start blaming other folk for what you're experiencing. And other folk don't have nothing to do with it. See, you'll be blaming your spouse, you'll be blaming your boss, you'll be blaming the pastor, you'll be blaming everybody, you know, and God is trying to get something out of you. And so when the fire is turned up hot and then those things start rising to the surface and then the Lord said, that is what I've been trying to get out of you. But you're so busy trying to make excuses why you're not like that. Oh, you will never know what's in your heart until them fiery trials come. When the fiery trials come, I tell you what, amen, you'll start seeing. You'll start seeing. And see, whenever you go through something, how many of y'all in here, if y'all tell the truth about the whole thing? Whenever you're going through something, you just get mean.
Yes, sir.
Just get plumb mean, and I don't know if I even want to be around you. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, that's that the heat is causing those impurities that's in your heart to surface. But you got to recognize it, and then you have to ask God, Lord, I see it. Lord, I need you to help me. I need to get rid of this bitterness. Remember, in the book of Acts, Simon had, after he had seen Peter and them lay hands on folk, they get filled with the Holy Ghost. And Simon wanted to buy it. The sorcerer. He had got saved, supposedly got saved, but he wanted to buy the power. But then Peter said, you know, you're going to perish with your money because you're trying to buy the gift of God. A whole lot of folk want what God has. You want the power, but you don't want the character. Because I don't know about y'all, but I used to run them down the road traveling, you know, looking for a move of God. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times we were looking for a move of God, but we weren't trying to change.
Right. Yes, sir.
We weren't trying to change, you know, because Simon, the sorcerer, what Peter told him, Peter said, I see that you in the god of bitterness, and in the gall of iniquity, something like that he said to him. So he's saying, now you want the power, but you still got all the bitterness in your heart. So you got to let God do what he's trying to do in you and stop resisting God. Because God is looking for somebody that's going to be trustworthy. He can trust him. Just like, okay, all right. I'm instructing here, you know, in the school, in the training center. This is Apostle's vision. I have no business trying to enforce my agenda here. Y'all with me? You know, I have no business, you know, in here, you know, telling you after class I got some CDs I want to pass out. And see, that's the kind of thing and stuff that that has happened so much in the body of Christ, man. People all, they try to connect to people so that they can get a platform. But I would never use with this platform for my own purposes, only to help to fulfill what God told Apostle to do. And see, the thing about it is, see, that's in my heart. See, so I don't have to get up here and pretend that this is what I'm doing. This is actually what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, there have been people who ask me, you know, could you come? I mean, how you like this? Man called me up and said, the Lord said that you're supposed to be my spiritual father. And so I told him, I said, well, Apostle hadn't released me to do that. I got members in my church that I'm trying to get straight. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be. What the Lord told me, that I said, well, the Lord didn't tell me, and I told you. I'm not overseeing nobody, nobody's ministry, unless Apostle. And guess what? That's my protection. So whenever they call me, I had a guy all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. I told him, I said, John LTMA. He said, but the Lord told me to follow you. I said, come drink out of the same fountain I'm drinking from. Come get the same word I'm getting. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be careful, because people will try to put you up on a pedestal and try to, no, you ain't gonna play that with me. You understand what I'm saying? Because, amen, I'm gonna follow instructions. Just like a pastor will slap, cut your neck, will jack you up. And I'd had all of that. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, I'm just like a little child and stuff, you know, get corrected. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll never happen again, sir. Praise the Lord. So I don't want to sound like this, but I've got to say it. Lord, can I say this? When an apostle teaching a lesson like that, like he's teaching, he's teaching y'all about me.
Yes,
sir. See, I know. Y'all don't want. Praise the Lord. I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is raising folk up in the earth. And that's what God is trying to do with us. So God wants us to represent him fully, right? And be restored with the necessary grace. Got to have the grace, provision, and wisdom to finish kingdom purposes here on earth. I got to have it. So now, stature is different from status, as it is only obtained by God's approval and attested to us by God's supernatural provision and grace. Now, status, on the other hand, can be easily given by man to man. You want stature, you don't want status. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about men. Somebody can put you up today and pull you down tomorrow. But if God put you up, can't nobody pull you down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I just said what I've just finished saying, because each one of us ought to be striving to become pattern sons and daughters. Oh, you shouldn't go to this. You shouldn't come to this school. And those of you that's on the internet, I mean, this is a connection that God has connected you with, that you should never, you ought never, if you got any kind of spiritual sense, you will never disconnect. I graduated from this school in 94, and I've been a lifetime student ever since I graduated, been right back here. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't understand the people who come here and they get a piece of paper and then we don't see them no more. That's crazy. That's foolish.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. I'll look for a time somewhere. I see it now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So an example, Elijah found the favor of God's presence. The word of the Lord in his mouth was powerful, was as powerful as the word of the Lord that came out of God's mouth. The elements of the earth responded to him as it would to God. Man, you remember I shared with you, I think it was in Isaiah, when it talks about if you move the precious from the vial, he said, you'll be as my mouth. So whenever we allow God to get the impurities out of our lives through the way that he deals with us, how many of you know when we allow that to happen, God will cause us to be his mouthpiece. When you start talking, when you start saying things, you start seeing things start happening. Because you're God's mouthpiece. Okay, watch this. 1 Kings 17 and 1. You mean to tell me that a man can talk and have the same effects that God have in earth? Yep. First, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord liveth, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. What? You mean tell me a man has the audacity to say that there's not going to be no rain according to my word? I mean, at least he could have said according to God's word. But the thing about it is, he was speaking. He was speaking for God. And so that's what God is doing in this training center. He's raising up men and women. See, we're the finishing generation. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. God is safe. When I start looking at all this stuff that's going on, the fires and all these hurricanes and all that kind of thing and stuff, when I start looking at everything that's going on, I know that we have to, the scripture talks about the end times and stuff. We here. And I believe that God has saved the best for last. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. But watch this. See, but we have to allow God to fashion us to follow somebody who God has already given his agenda in the earth. We have to be able to follow them, not having, okay, all right, I have a ministry, okay, but the thing about it is my number one objective is to follow Apostle's agenda. Somebody said, what you gonna do with your ministry? My ministry agenda is the same as the apostle's agenda. So we don't have two different agendas. So I don't have to go over here and try to get something to happen and then come back over here where it's already happening. That I guess duplicate what's over here, and you know, praise God. So that is what God is really trying to do. We got too many people, too many talented people, too many gifted people who really don't know anything about apostolic succession, don't know anything about spiritual fathering, don't know anything about it. They're out there trying to do it on their own. They're out there hustling. They're out there, you know, trying to make it happen. Gifted, good people. And do you know people can really be sincere and be sincerely wrong? And a lot of them are. So then you have God raise up an apostle down here in Darrow, out in the woods. Because whenever it comes down to spiritual father, you got to find him. Yes. You got to find him. You got to find him, and whatever it takes for you to sit under, you got to be willing to pay the price. Yes, sir. You got willing to be a pay a price, because the only way God is going to fashion this new generation is there got to be apostolic order. Yes, sir. There has to be apostolic order. Are y'all still here? And then Joshua was another one. Joshua, he also knew such stature before God, because in Jericho, how many of you know, Joshua had the sun to stand still. Joshua 10 and 4. We were on a RV trip, and here it is, man, we standing out there, and boy, that's them clouds just, I mean, it got real dark, and them clouds are circling. Apostle, oh no, this can't happen. And he started speaking to it. And we saw everybody was running for shelter. Everybody had a building, everybody running for shelter. I said, shoot, we with the apostle. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so that thing stopped circling. And man, you know, after a while, the people, they came on out. That's the story of Dr. Forbes tell when he had that rod in his hand. Apostle praying, and he rebuking it and stuff. Apostle, put that down. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, I have seen how apostle can say something, and then here it come. Yeah. It come to pass. When he's, I said, my God, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. So you can't be crazy enough to y'all that said in Word of Life every Sunday. Oh, Jesus. Y'all can't be crazy enough to sit here and not connect properly with this anointing. Because something is happening, and it's getting stronger and stronger. I know it's happening. You know, we're experiencing it at World Shakers. What's happening at Word of Life is happening in World Shakers. Yes, sir. Because God got us on the same frequency. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So we're gonna be able to say things, and they're gonna start coming to pass. You know why? Because we walk in our kingly anointing, because a king can say something, decree a thing, and it's established. And the Bible says we are priests and kings unto our God. Hallelujah. So we just got to have somebody to teach us how to walk it out. And that's what the apostle is doing. He's teaching us how to walk it out. And I'm seeing it every day. I'm saying, oh my God. I'm seeing how God is manifesting himself in such a way. Now every time, you know, every morning I get up, I ask the Lord, what are we gonna do today? What are we going to do today? Because whatever it is that you have for me, I'm ready. I'm ready. Lord, let's do it. Let's do it. So, you know, wind up running across the path of people and stuff, and the purpose of God being fulfilled. That's what life is about. Fulfilling the will of God for your life. That's what it's about. All right. This next. I was going to Joshua, but you can look at it. Joshua 10 and 14. This next distinctive characteristic here, they have power to execute his word. This finishing generation is made to bring the word of God into fulfillment. You're gonna walk right into it. Everything that has been spoken about them will be fulfilled in them. That be us. Everything that's been spoken. There have been some things that have been spoken by the prophets of old that is just about to be fulfilled, but it's going to be fulfilled in us. We're going to walk it right on out. So this generation will be the living proof of the reality of the preceding word that has gone forth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There's always more revelation coming out of that word. And when we begin to live by it, how many of you know it began to just keep on coming out and begin to start producing in us the very thing that the word says. And so we're going to be walking proof of what God said. We're going to be walking results. Walking results of what the Lord has said. He said, now this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be a people, because we are people. We're going to line up with apostolic order. We're not going out trying to start nothing.
Yes, sir.
See, Elijah said unto Elijah, I don't know, 14, 17 years or something like that. He wasn't in no hurry to try to go out and start his own thing. He had to wait until Elijah certified him. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But that ought to bless you. That ought to bless you. That ought to bless you. Wait until you're certified. You're not even prepared to do nothing until you're certified. So they're gonna walk the talk. Not talking, but they're gonna walk it. What's been said about them, they're gonna walk right into it. They will be the demonstration of what has been spoken. They will walk prophecies into fulfillment. They will bring the promises of God into reality and the commandments of God in the execution. Psalms 102 and 18, look what it says. This will be written for the generation to come. For the generation to come. It was written about us. The generation to come, that are people not yet created. We weren't created when they wrote it. Created, may praise the Lord. They're talking about us. So when we carry that preceding word inside our hearts and fulfill it, and bring it into reality, the glory of God breaks out upon us, and the powers of darkness are moved out of our territory. Satan better bag up. We're gonna be walking with something on us that's so strong. Anytime we go in places where there's darkness, light gonna come. We're gonna flood it with light. You understand what I'm saying? Like Apostle was saying, it's gonna be flooded with revelation and flooded with insight, flooded with wisdom. We're gonna know how to go in a place and how to change the atmosphere, how to change the territory. Hallelujah. See, let me say this. I have seen now where we are in the park, where we are, where our church is. We've had, on Sunday mornings, we're in there having service, and somebody done passed down the street on a bicycle, shot a man down right next door to the church, laying right there. You understand what I'm saying? And we have prayer every morning at 6 o'clock. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know that because we are connected to apostles. I know that there's certain things that God, the territory that's around us, demons know that we're there, and they have no choice. They have no choice but to bag up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so now, in what Apostle is continuing to train us in, we're getting ready. We are preparing to take over.
I said we're
preparing to take over.
Yes, sir.
Because watch this. It will be a disservice to what Apostle been trying to pour into us all this time if we're not manifesting.
Yes. Right.
It's a waste of his time. He's wasted his time, and we're not manifesting. Praise God. There's a whole new generation that's been discovered that has discovered the process of how to mix the word with faith and bring in the reality. So the Bible said that there are those who didn't receive because they didn't mix it with faith. We got to mix the word with faith. I know that God is able to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Not only, but the word that he has given us, we're going to walk it right on out. Right on out. Say, what's going on with them? We're walking the word out. Say, this is what the Lord said belonged to us, and this is what's going to happen. This is exactly how it's going to happen. We're going to call it like it is. We're going to call it into existence. We're going to say what it's supposed to be. We're gonna say what it's not supposed to be. We driving out everything that's gonna be hindering what God is trying to do. You understand what I'm saying? Oh my courage, yeah. Praise God, hallelujah. All right. So they are careful to watch y'all. I want y'all to hear this real good right here. They are careful in what they are listening to. As that will form the nature of their lives. Yeah. Careful about what I'm listening to.
Yes, sir.
You know, all these people, you know, I turn on the radio sometime, TV, folk on there preaching. I'm not trying to listen to that. I'm not trying to listen to these people. Because somebody get on there and say something, you know, well, you know, God wants us all to be poor. Oh, now you done messed me up. So I ain't got time to listen at it. Go be careful what you listen to. All right, they are careful to how they listen, as it will determine how deep it will go into their hearts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make sure what I'm listening to. That's why you just can't listen at Apostle when you come here. You got to be consistently turning them on. Let me tell y'all a secret about listening to Apostle. You got to listen to Pastor over and over because he got so much revelation.
Right.
And it don't unfold to you just listening one time. You got to keep on listening. Keep on listening. You keep on listening, I'm telling you, all of a sudden, something else that you didn't hear come out. Something else that it's loaded. It's loaded. It's loaded. So I have to be careful. What I'm listening to, I got to be careful how I listen. So when I'm listening to what I need to be listening to, I got to keep listening to it so it can sink deeper down in me. But then they're also careful of who they listen to, as it would determine the direction of their life. I'm real careful about who I listen to. I'm in a restaurant, and a man come up to me, and pastor introduces, say, this is such and such, and this guy's from, I forgot where he's from. But anyway, the guy says, so they go sit down. After a while, he gets up. He come over there while me and my wife, we enjoying our lunch, and he come over here interrupting us, saying, the Lord told me to come over and talk to you because you need a spiritual father. You know what I said to myself? I said, I wanted to say it to him, but I didn't want to be real rude. I would say, the Lord might be confused. So I said, he said, Lord, so you need a spiritual. I said, I already have one. And I told him who it was. And then he said, he tried to let me know that he was prophetic. He said, the Lord told me that Mercedes out there belonged to you. I said, yeah, it wasn't but a few people in the restaurant. I said, yeah. He said, and then he started telling me, he said, and the Lord said that you're going to be a wealthy man. I said, you got that right. He said, so you're going to need somebody to really take time with you and really, I say, sir. So he gave me his card, and I didn't want to be you know, real ugly. I let him put it on the table right there. But I took it, and they had a garbage can right by the door as you go out. I just dropped it right there in the garbage can because, watch this, you have to be careful. Now, I've had men to tell me certain things, certain platforms they could put me on. And they started telling me about people who were their sons and how they had been promoted and all this kind of thing and stuff. You can't listen to that foolishness. And you start thinking about, oh man, wow, you be do that for me? No, you better be listening to God. What's the last thing God told you? If God didn't tell you nothing else, you don't change from it. I don't care who come around, who say what. You got to be careful about who you listening to. I don't care if they kin to your mama. Tell me, this is my mama's brother, and he gave me up. No. This, mama's brother, my uncle, is not the one who God put in my life to speak into my life. I don't care how close they are. Oh, my God. Remember. It is not. See, I'm going to show you something. See, that's how the Holy Ghost do. I'm just going on because I'm not used to that clock being over there. The Holy Ghost say, look at the clock. That clock on minutes up. Remember. It's not how you start, but it's how you finish. Praise God. Hallelujah.